3BA's Ballarat Today, Tuesday, April 13 edition, as we take you to the Ballarat School of Philosophy this morning with our resident philosopher on Ballarat Today. It's Belinda Fife. Hello, Belinda.
Good morning, Brett.
Nice to see you again.
Lovely to be seen.
We are on the verge. Stop it. We're on the verge of welcoming back class members in person at the school. How exciting.
Quite possibly, yeah. So it looks very highly likely for next term, the winter term, that we'll be able to run a part one locally.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to source a new venue, which seems to have come off in the last week,
that's,
so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
And so more on that when I'm on next time with dates and how to book and all of that kind of thing.
So not quite turning off your internet connection just yet for the Zoom meetings. That's a little too far.
Yeah, well, a step too far. Yeah. We've still got a lot of people on in Melbourne and, who knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's just great we're talking about it in this vein because we haven't as yet and here we are mid-April. So it's taken a while, hasn't it? Mm. Terrific news. All right, some exciting teachings from the Ballarat School of Philosophy today. Before we get into the light of reason, last time we spoke about being fully awake and nothing to do with the pillow and counting sheep, Belinda, was it? So the homework you set was for us to be more aware of ourselves.
Yeah, to reconnect with the senses and really experience what it is that you're doing in that particular moment and to pay attention to it and really be fully awake to it. So how did you go, Brett?
Well, I think it's going to take some time, Belinda.
Might have to have another go.
You know when you said go home and count your chairs, Brett? You know, that was, I could do that. mind you, it took me a couple of weeks. But I think I'm going to have another go and just keep working on being fully awake. Because you've really got to be in, well, the zone's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? But you really have to be mindful of where you are and what you're doing and, you know, what your messaging has been.
That's right. And as soon as we're not aware of what we're doing, that's when a little accident will happen. So if we're chopping up the vegetables for dinner, that's when you cut your finger, for instance.
Now, I was going to jokingly call you Dr. Fife, but that's a beautiful segue you've just set up there because we're going to have a chat about the prefrontal lobe of the brain where we check the light of reason. Why are we going down this path, Doctor?
Well, thanks, Brett. I didn't even have to study for that, so that's good. So the prefrontal lobe, which is the front part of the brain, is the last part that we've evolved as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the part that's responsible for things like language and reason. So that's the part of the brain that we're actually talking about today when we're talking about the light of reason, actually using that sort of higher functioning rather than just the base emotions, fight, flight sort of stuff.
Okay, which you've got a rather unusual name for.
Yeah, I call it the lizard brain. Because we had it first,
right.
Way back in the tree of life.
No offence to lizards, of course.
No.
So what we're talking about today is how reason can be used to help us find happiness.
Mm. And, you know, because most of us are looking to be a little bit more happier, perhaps not, you know, ecstatically happy every 5 minutes, but a little bit more content in what we do every day. And often that's found in doing the right thing as well. And so today we're really going to have a look at, well, what does that mean from a reason perspective?
Okay. So give us some examples, some questions based around reason.
Okay. So we make little decisions every day, don't we? Shall I get up early or will I sleep in? Do I have a pie and chips for lunch or a healthy salad? Will I call my mother or do I need to watch another Netflix movie?
Don't bring that one up on me. Okay. Yeah, all right. So these are questions where we really know the right answer, but we might choose otherwise.
Yeah.
So our reasoning is misplaced?
Possibly. So what we're using to base that reasoning on, cause we can often look at these things and pick the kind of selfish answer. So the when we look inwards just into what we want and not really looking further out to see what might benefit others as well.
So you could almost slip into this selfish mode, if you like, and just be internal me looking all the time.
Yeah, and that often happens. And all of us, I think, can probably relate to the fact that that's happened at some point in our lives, at least once. And you are allowed to be a little bit selfish every now and again. But if we do it all the time, it increases this feeling of separation from our community and from our family.
Now, Belinda, you tell me that reason can be used in one of two ways.
Yeah. So one way of considering how reason should be used is to consider the impact that our decisions have on a larger unit than ourselves.
Okay.
So rather than just asking what's right for me, let's have a look at what's right for the next circle, I suppose, out from us. So if we think about ourselves, an individual, inside a little circle, so everything that affects us is in that circle. And then outside, the next circle outside of that would be our perhaps our family, the people that we live with, people that we're close to, friends might be in there. The next circle out from that might be our community, the wider community and what's happening there, then our country, then humanity as a whole, and of course the planet as
okay.
well.
Big picture stuff.
Yeah.
These circles have a fancy name.
They're concentric circles.
Concentric circles.
Just means they're inside each other.
Okay. Oh, again, I like it when you dumb things down for me. When we put this interview on the website, Belinda, we might get a diagram of these circles. Because,
yes.
It does sound a bit fancy, a little bit deep. But when you see them lined up, you actually think, that's the way I should be looking for a better, more reasoned life.
Yes. Because oftentimes if we get so caught up in what it is that we're trying to make a decision about, we forget to actually think about the bigger picture.
Okay, so instead of asking what's right for me, mm-hmm. I should be going, okay, what's right for my family? Or then, as you've just pointed out, the next steps following that.
Yeah, so what's right for the community, our country, humanity as a whole, or even the world?
Have you got some advice for the Prime Minister on this
one? I would never dare.
Belinda Fyfe gets political, ladies and gentlemen. No?
No.
Yes? No. Okay. Not today. So, all right. So it's always best to look at the next circle out. So that makes for a more inclusive decision. And you would say if we do that, Belinda, it's normally a better one?
It is normally a better decision. So if we have a look at the example we just had, should I ring my mother or should I watch another Netflix movie? Mm. If we're just thinking about me, oh, I might just snuggle up on the couch and watch another Netflix movie. It's easy for me to do, but I'm looking just at me. If I look at that next circle of family, well, it's probably the best thing is to actually give her a call and let her know that I'm thinking of her and that, she's part of our lives as well.
What about ringing mum or having the pie and chips that you mentioned before? Is that a similar thing? I'm on the wrong path, aren't
you? You are.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that.
Healthy salad is what we're after.
Right. Then what happens, this is interesting, Belinda Fyfe, when we look backwards into the smaller circles, some nasty things in life can start to happen.
Absolutely, and this is what we see so often in the news. When we make our decisions looking inward, so if we just look at our society, for instance, or if we just look at our city or my particular family or just look at me, that's when things like racism and misogyny and selfishness really start to take over.
Yeah, okay. You can see it now. Mm. And look, I'm going to bring it up because you brought it up off air, but I think it's a great example. When the government looks at things like detention centres and asylum seekers, they're essentially looking back in on themselves, not
correct.
To the family or the country or the world or the universe, are they?
Yeah, they're looking back in at what's best for us here right now and that often is, it's a shrinking kind of way to look at things. And what we're trying to do is expand things to be more inclusive. So if we actually look at our current, detention centre process for boat people and immigration, if we actually took that to the humanity level, what's the right thing to do for humanity is probably not our current system.
It's a great point you raise. Mm. I'm speaking to our resident philosopher, Belinda Fyfe, on Ballarat Today this morning. Now, Belinda, you're the only guest that sets homework for us every couple of months. You've come in prepared again.
Of course.
What are you leaving us with today?
So when you've got a decision to make of any kind, it doesn't have to be a massive decision about what's happening with immigration, but it could be what you're going to have for lunch.
Yeah.
Reason can help us make a better decision every time. Just think bigger than the circle that you're currently in.
There you go. Does it have to take a long time?
No. Split second.
Split
really.
Second. So I don't need to sit down, take a breath and gaze at the sky for half an hour.
And write your pros and cons list? No.
Okay. All right. A split second. Make a better decision based on reason, and that's going to lead to a ultimately happier life.
Yeah, for you and for others.
I like your style, Belinda Fyfe. Next time, we are back to the 10 Dharma or laws for life. What are we going to be talking?
We're going to be talking about not stealing. Now, this one on the surface of it looks like it's really basic.
Sergeant Fyfe now, is it?
Because, most of us aren't going to walk around pinching things from other people.
Even
a flower out of the neighbour's garden isn't probably that kosher for us to do.
No.
But it's not what you might think.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave that one with a little question mark.
There's always more to it when we talk to you, isn't there?
Mm.
That's why they call it the Ballarat School of Philosophy, folks. Belinda Fyfe, as always, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
A pleasure.